Share, GOP are accessories to Trump genocide of the Kurds. By Jerome Hudson on October 14, 2019. Left-wing pop icon Cher took her criticism of Republican lawmakers to another level on Monday, accusing the GOP, in a tweet dripping with falsehoods, of being accessories to President Donald Trump's genocide. Spinless GOP Senate and Congress are now accessories to Trump's genocide, Cher said in a typically all-caps tweet. Moscow Mitch, Leningrad Lindsay and rest of emasculated GOP sold their souls to help Russia, Turks, Syria, Iran, Saudis, kill, bomb and casket emoji, Kurds. They'll go to, fire emoji, likely meaning hell, for genocide and I'll, dancing lady emoji. Lindsay, John McCain's ashamed of you. Celebrated for her music and acting prowess. Here Cher may find her Twitter account suspended for spreading fake news. According to the Grammy-winning singer, Senators Mitch McConnell, R.K. White, and Lindsey Graham, RSC, are helping the Russians even though both men wanted President Trump to keep U.S. armed forces in northern Syria to keep the Russians out. Every elected Republican supports Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iran, and, apparently in this reality, the governments of Turkey and Syria, which routinely refer to each other as terrorists, cooperate with each other. The Saudis are bombing the Kurds. Saudis are going to hell for genocide. And, finally, deceased Senator John McCain is ashamed of Senator Graham for opposing Trump's troop withdrawal. The reality on the ground, however, is far more complicated. Russia, Syria, and Iran are indeed in a coalition, one that the Kurdish-majority Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, just joined to attract Syrian Arab Army reinforcements at the Kurdistan border with Turkey. The Turkish government maintains friendly relations with Russia and Iran, but abhors the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria. Through Russia, it agreed to a tentative plan not to invade several Kurdish towns on the Turkish border. Erdogan's officials have openly stated they are seeking to displace the Kurdish population on the Syrian-Turkish border and replace it with Arab-Syrian refugees, a textbook case of ethnic cleansing. The Trump administration has explicitly condemned that plan, however, has taken no actions to support it, and has threatened sanctions on Turkey if it continues to displace Kurds. There is no evidence of any Saudi military involvement in Syria, or in any of the other countries that contain the ancestral land of Kurdistan, Iraq, Iran, or Turkey. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.